Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our culture unit today, and we're not going very far from Taiwan. We're actually going up to Japan. We're traveling to the northeast, to the great country, the land of the rising sun, Japan. And, of course, there are lots of wonderful things in Japan to check out. And one of those things is called sumo wrestling. The art of sumo is today's lesson.
That's right. I love this because I think these guys are very interesting. I saw a little bit of a documentary on them years ago, and I couldn't believe how much food they ate. You know, as I like to refer to them, they're fat boys in diapers. That's what I call it.
That's what they look like.
But they are honored.In their country.
Sure.
So I obviously don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough understanding because I think they're kind of funny, but they're not. They're highly respected.
They take it serious and don't make fun of it. You'll be insulting your Japanese hosts if you go to Japan. Like me, I'd like to know more about it. I've seen it on TV. I seem to think that the wrestling matches are over too quickly for me.
Yeah.
I like to see them go on a little longer, but it seems like they're over in less than a couple of seconds.
Well, you gotta be honest. They must be very tired just like moving an arm or a leg. Those guys are huge.
Right. Yeah. So in my ignorant position now, I don't really appreciate it because it's too fast. But if I learn more about it, I might actually come to appreciate it as much as people in Japan do. Let's get to it. Let's talk about the art of sumo in today's lesson. Let's get to it. Let's read the contents of our lesson right now. Two huge men in loincloths face each other across the doyo, a circle of sand 4.55 meters wide. The massive wrestlers crouch and then engage, while the crowd cheers excitedly.This is sumo, Japan's national sport. The origins of sumo go back hundreds of years. Initially, it was intended as a way to entertain the gods of Japan's Shinto religion and ensure a bountiful rice harvest. It soon became popular with Japan's ruling classes. At this time, traveling warriors put on bouts for the elite and shaped the rules and traditions of the sport.These were made official during the Edo period, when sumo became professional and matches were finally open to the public. As part of the sumo ritual, the wrestlers throw salt to purify the ring as they enter it. They also turn their palms upward to show the gods they're unarmed, and then slap their immense bodies in an intimidating display. The wrestlers wear mawashi, loincloths made of silk or cotton,and decorated with Shinto symbols. To win a bout, they can either throw their opponents out of the doyo or force them to touch the floor with any body part except the soles of their feet. They are allowed to grab each other's mawashi for leverage and can slap, shove, and even headbutt each other. In order to prevail in these demanding contests, wrestlers undergo a grueling training process.Most eat, sleep, and train in stables, where a strict hierarchy is followed. Younger wrestlers get up first to do chores and may only eat once their elders have finished their meals. Wrestlers consume a vast amount of food and beer to put on the weight they need to compete. Though it's a hard life, the wrestlers know they are not just entertaining millions of fans, but respecting a cornerstone of Japanese culture.
So we're going to talk about the art of sumo or sumo wrestling, which is a very specific sport to the nation of Japan. I think Tom is just telling me we had an American from Hawaii that got to participate, but mostly they're Japanese born and bred, and they're quite big. These men are described as being huge, and they wear loincloths, which is an old-fashioned type of clothing.That we used to see on cavemen and stuff before we had, you know, sewing machines and real clothes. So it just covers the lower portion of their body, not their legs, though. Those are loincloths. And they face each other across what we're calling the doyo. I think we have the doyo, though, in karate, because I took karate classes when I was in college. And I think we had that too. Or something, it was a mat, and they called it the do something.
I'm not sure if they're the same kanji. It could be dojo or something like that. I'm not sure.
I didn't take karate.
I did taiji, which you can pretty much do anywhere.
Well, I was dating someone, and he liked karate, so of course I take karate classes with him.
Okay.
And I got lots of bruises. Anyway, then they have a circle of sand that is 4.55 meters wide. These massive wrestlers crouch. Crouch means to kind of bend down. You're not kneeling. You're still standing up, but you've kind of bent your body over crouching. Massive means huge. So if anything's described as massive, it's very big. And wrestlers are guys who are trying to pull one another down to the mat. There's wrestling that is often seen in the Olympics. I had a brother who wrestled for a while, and it's kind of the same idea, except these sumo wrestlers really take their weight seriously. They get very big.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So they're massive, they're huge, they're big, and they crouch, which means they kind of squat down on their legs, putting their hands on their knees and stuff like that. And then they engage while the crowd cheers excitedly. Yeah, go, yeah. So if you engage in this particular usage of the word, it just means they kind of start interacting with each other. They start wrestling each other. They bash into each other. They grab each other. They try to throw each other down. And like I said before, it seems like it's over way too fast for me. I like things that last longer. But hey, you know, I don't really appreciate it just yet. That's what we're trying to do today, to appreciate this sport more. But again, they engage. They start wrestling with each other. At the same time, the crowd cheers excitedly for whoever they're rooting for.
Yeah, engage is a great word, though. You can also use it to talk about being participating in something or getting involved in something. If someone's very engaging, they have the kind of personality that makes you want to talk to them. So let's go to the second paragraph here. The origins or the beginnings of sumo go back hundreds of years. So when you talk about the origin of anything, it's how it got started. Sometimes it's the way it got started or where it started. It includes all of those things. So it goes back hundreds of years. Initially, or at first, it was supposed to be or intended as, this was what they meant to do. It was a way to entertain the gods of Japan's Shinto religion and ensure a bountiful rice harvest. So instead of just being sports for entertainment, they actually participated in sumo to please the gods so that the gods would bless them with lots of rice when it came time to harvest the crops. So bountiful means a lot, abundant. And if you're harvesting something, it means you've planted some sort of crop. It could be wheat, rice, corn. And if you harvest, it means it's time to bring that, you know, product in, whatever you're growing. It's time for it to be harvested and eaten. So that's interesting. I didn't know that. It was part of the Shinto religion, which is the main religion in Japan.
Or one of the main religions there. Shinto is Shen Dao in Guoyu in Chinese. So that's the kanji there, Shen Dao, but pronounced Shinto in Japanese, at least the way the Americans would say it.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a ritual in the Shinto religion, and they wanted to ensure or guarantee a lot of rice during the fall harvest. And it soon became popular with Japan's ruling classes. So the people in the government, with the emperor, whatever, and all of his
royalty,
lords and ministers and stuff like that, they like to head down to the royal palace, the royal dojo, and check out a bout of sumo. So yes, indeed, at this time, traveling warriors put on bouts for the elite and shaped the rules and traditions of the sport. So these are traveling warriors. A warrior is somebody who fights. It's not really like a soldier. A warrior is somebody in former times who fight using, I guess, more primitive weapons, I guess, not guns or anything like that, swords and knives and stuff like that. They're warriors. They're traveling, and they put on bouts. bouts.
Huh.
We use the word bout to talk about a fight, basically, that somebody has, especially if it's an organized fight, like a wrestling bout or a boxing bout, or as in this case, a sumo bout.
We also use it, you'll see it to be used as a measure word, like I had a bout of exercise or I had a bout of flu, so a short period of time. But here it really is a competition, right? So they're competing, so it's a bout. Wrestling, is it wrestling bout or boxing that we use bout? One of those. So we do use it for a sporting event. Wrestling or boxing? I just saw it. Wrestling or boxing.
Okay.
So for the elite, people who are in the elite class, probably were born into money. Maybe their parents own land. Maybe they're part of royalty. Or they're just people who have a lot of money. We don't have class systems in the U.S., but if you're in the elite class in the United States, it's probably because your family had money. You got to go to the best schools. You only hang out with the most, you know, elite people. So they had these bouts for the wealthy there and shaped the rules and traditions of the sport. So this is how we actually see sumo wrestling originate and then continue to evolve into what it is today.
Exactly. And these were made official during the Edo period, which is a period of history in Japan.
It's similar to a dynasty in Chinese history, like the Qing dynasty, something like that. They have their periods.
And that's when sumo became professional and matches were finally open to the public. So if they're professional, that means the participants, the sumo wrestlers themselves, actually are employed and they make money doing this, like professional baseball players or professional basketball players. And of course, the public could go to the games. It wasn't just reserved for the elite or for Shinto priests or whoever. So now anybody can watch it and participate. We'll continue talking about sumo wrestling in the next part of our lesson, so please stay tuned. But first, we'll listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要介绍的是日本的这个呢很重要的国家运动，叫做 sumo， 也就是相扑。首先，我们来看到第二段的第一个句子提到 ，The origins of sumo go back hundreds of years。如果你去探讨相扑的起源呢，可以追溯至几百年前。那么，我们这一段的句子开始，似乎就是预告了我们，他要按照时间的顺序来看待这个国家级的运动。所以呢，第一题我们可以选择 Sentence A， 在 A 选项里面提到 ，Initially it was intended as a way to entertain the gods of Japan's Shinto religion and ensure a bountiful rice harvest。有没有注意到在这里的句子一刚开始 initially 刚开始，那么这项运动呢本来是要来娱乐日本神道教里面的神祇，并且可以确保这个 rice harvest 稻米能够丰收。所以从前面句子按照时间顺序来说，一刚开始 initially， 所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 A 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the art of sumo, which is a national sport in Japan. We've got the history behind sumo. I've only seen it a little bit, like on TV. I've never seen a live match or a live bout, which is a word we use for either wrestling or boxing, some sort of match, a competition. But the guys that you've seen, they wear those white loincloths. I've only ever seen white. I don't know if there's a rule, but I've only seen the white ones. And they stand across from each other. They crouch down and they kind of try to pull each other down. It's very popular in Japan. I just thought it was funny when I was a little girl because I thought, well, they're so big. And of course, I use the word fat, which probably isn't accurate. How do they move, you know? Because most athletes train for a long time and develop solid muscle. There's no fat on their bodies. But these guys actually try to have a body as big as possible, they drink beer.
Hey, that sounds like my kind of training there. Yeah,
yeah, I'll bet.
They probably have a lot of Asahi Namabiru. Oh, Namabiru, suki desu.
Yuck.
Suki desu ne. But I better not promote the consumption of alcoholic beverages. But it does say here that they do consume a lot of food and beer. But again, here let's talk about the third paragraph. That's where we left off. As part of the sumo ritual, the wrestlers throw salt to purify the ring as they enter it. So this is one of the traditions of sumo wrestling. It's a ritual. Lots of sports or activities have various rituals, like wedding rituals. You need to bow down to your parents-in-law to request their daughter's hand in marriage.
Right.
That's a local wedding ritual here in Taiwan, or to exchange rings or whatever. There are various rituals. This is a sumo ritual, something that is done traditionally each time you do it. And they throw salt to purify the ring when they go into the ring or the doyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard of that before. I wanted to mention with rituals, it's usually a series of actions or motions that people go through that are considered to be part of that ritual. So this is one of theirs. They're going to throw salt to purify or make that ring very clean, very pure. They also turn their palms upward. Your palm is the inside part of your hand. So they turn their palms upward or towards the sky to show the gods they're unarmed. Oh, interesting. If you're armed, guys, you're carrying some sort of weapon that can hurt other people. Usually these days, because we're in modern times, we talk about he was an armed thief or an armed robber, which means he had a gun and not just something that he could, like a baseball bat. I guess you could be armed with a baseball bat.
I suppose you could be if you're using it as a weapon.
Kill somebody if you hit their head. Hmm. So they're not armed, so they want to show to the gods, hey, we come in peace, and then slap their immense bodies in an intimidating display. This is my favorite part of all of it, where they're slapping their bodies. So if you slap yourself, you take your hand with the palm, you know, upward like that, and you just hit yourself. You can slap someone's face. If they say something rude to you, you might slap their face. That's not punching. Punching is where you take your fingers and you fold them into your palm, and then you hit that way. That hurts.
It does indeed. That's punching or slugging somebody. But here they're slapping their bodies to make some sound and to intimidate their opponents. Intimidating means you're trying to get somebody to be scared because you want to psychologically defeat them somehow. So you want to be intimidating. To intimidate is the verb to kind of scare somebody so you might more easily defeat them. And the wrestlers wear something called mawashi, which are those loincloths we've been mentioning here. It's their garments. They wear them around their waist. They're made of silk or cotton, and they are decorated with Shinto symbols. So that's what they're called, mawashi. You can look up the kanji for that yourself. But to win a bout, they can either throw their opponents out of the doyo or force them to touch the floor with any body part except the soles of their feet. So, of course, the person you're competing against is your opponent. If you're playing somebody a game of chess, if you're playing a game of chess against somebody, well, that person you're playing against is your opponent. And I guess you could also use that to apply to a sports team. Like if the Yankees are playing the Red Sox, then the Yankees' opponent are the Red Sox.
Right. Which is a game I'm going to watch if those two are playing.
I imagine you would.
Yes. I wanted to mention here, we kind of skipped over immense. Something that's immense is really big, really great, usually in scale or size. I often use immense to talk about things that are sort of non-count, like, oh, it's an immense opportunity or it's an immense pleasure. But here we're talking about bodies. We've mentioned already that they're massive, so you can use immense instead. Remember, you want to switch up your words. Don't always use the same adjectives or even nouns sometimes. Make your writing a little bit more interesting by using a variety of words. So, yeah, they're pretty intimidating. When they start slapping their bodies, the sound is really big, really loud, because there's a lot of skin they're slapping.
Sure.
So they are wearing the loincloths that we talked about, made of silk or cotton and decorated with Shinto symbols. You'll have to look up what those symbols look like to see them. And to win a bout or a match, they can either throw their opponents out of that dojo or force them to touch the floor. It really does sound a lot like wrestling to me. You have to force them to touch the floor with any body part except the soles or the bottom part of your feet. That's called the sole of your feet.
Exactly. That's what it is. So that's how you win a sumo match,
yeah,
or a sumo bout. So, yes, indeed, those are the ways you win. You throw them out of the ring or you make them touch the floor with something other than the bottoms of their feet. And they are allowed to grab each other's mawashi for leverage,
huh,
and can slap. They can shove them or even headbutt each other. That means you can kind of ram into them using your head if you want to and if you have a very strong neck. Leverage here means it kind of gives you something to hold on to so that you can move your body in a certain way. Leverage, kind of an advantageous position.
Yeah, it gives you an advantage if you have leverage on someone. We often use this word in business, but by grabbing each other's mawashi, that can kind of affect the balance of both of you, right? And you can slap, shove, which means to push somebody, and even headbutt each other. Ow, that hurts. I've seen fights, though, where guys will hit their heads, like their forehead, to the other guy's forehead. No thanks. That's a headache. So in order to prevail, which means in order to win in these demanding contests, wrestlers undergo or go through, you could also use those words, go through a grueling training process. If it's grueling, it's tough. Oh, it's really hard. So it's not easy. It might look like they just need to eat and drink a lot of beer to become this size and get into those dojos to have a bout. But it's actually quite tough if you want to go through the training process. It's demanding, which means it asks a lot of you. So a contest, of course, is a competition. We often will interchange those two words, but if it's a sporting event, make sure you know the correct word for each sport. For example, wrestling would be a match, or you could say a bout. But if it's a basketball competition, what is it?
A game.
It's a game. If it's a tennis game, what is it called?
It's a match, I guess.
It's a match. So make sure you know the right words for the sports that you're interested in. Baseball game. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes, they have to eat. Most of them eat, sleep, and train in stables, which is kind of where horses are kept.
I know.
Where a strict hierarchy is followed, which means who's at the top, who's in the middle, who's at the bottom, the leader, who has to obey orders. That's a hierarchy. Younger wrestlers get up first to do chores, like cleaning things up, taking out the trash, washing the dishes, or whatever. And they may only eat once their elders have finished their meals. They have to wait for the superior people to finish their meals before the younger ones can have theirs. And wrestlers consume a vast amount of food and beer to put on the weight they need to compete. To consume means to eat or drink something. We talked about a huge amount of food, a lot of food, and a lot of beer. They put on that weight, they gain weight. Though it's a hard life, the wrestlers know they are not just entertaining millions of fans, but respecting a cornerstone, or you could say a foundation, of Japanese culture.
Yeah, if it's a cornerstone or foundation, it's a very important part of a culture. Cornerstone in a building is a very important piece of wood or block. It keeps everything together. So it's kind of cool. If you haven't ever watched a sumo bout, you want to check that out. It's very interesting. It's also kind of fun to watch and see what they eat, you know, and what their routine every day is. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着在第三段一刚开始的句子提到 As part of the sumo ritual, the wrestlers throw salt to purify the ring as they enter it. 在这里的关键字就是 ritual. Ritual 指的是一个仪式，在正式的运动开始之前有很多的仪式，像这里提到的就是要撒盐巴来 purify 净化这个赛场。那么延续这样的文意， 第二题我们可以选择 D 选项。注意哦，这里讲的是一个仪式，还有什么仪式呢？在这里 Sentence D 提到 They also turn their paws upward to show the gods they are unarmed and then slap their immense bodies in an intimidating display. 其中 also 还做什么事呢？还把他们的手掌呢朝上 upward， 为了要显示呢他们是没有携带武器，在这里用了一个形容词 unarmed， 然后再 slap， 再来呢用威吓的方式来拍打 slap 自己庞大的身躯，这些都是属于呢这个相扑运动要开始之前的一些仪式，所以第二题延续文意就选择 D 选项。第三个空格前面的句子写着 To win a bout， 如果想要赢得比赛的话， They can either throw their opponents out of the dojo or force them to touch the floor with any body part except the soles of their feet。想要赢得比赛，除了可以把他们的对手推出去这个赛场之外，也可以让他们呢用脚底之外的任何其他身体部位来碰触到地面。注意哦，这里的重点就是 to win a bout， 就是要赢得比赛。那么第三题延续这样的文意，我们可以选择 F 选项。 Sentence F 里面提到They are allowed to grab each other's mawashi for leverage and can slap, shove, and even headbutt each other. 除此之外，他们也被允许做后面这些事来赢得比赛。这些事包括是抓住对手的相扑带，或者是 slap, 拍打对方， shove,推撞，甚至是 headbutt， 用头去撞对手，这一切都是为了要赢得比赛。所以延续文意，第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 F 选项。接着来看到第四段的第一个句子 In order to prevail in these demanding contests, wrestlers undergo a grueling training process. 那么这里提到的是他们必须呢要经历这个非常严酷艰辛的训练过程，跟 training process 有关。第四题我们可以选择 C 选项，在这里提到 most eat, sleep, and train in stables where a strict hierarchy is followed. 在这里提到呢，大部分的人都会在这个 stables， 也就是在这样的训练组织里面吃饭睡觉并且接受训练，而在这里是有非常严格的阶级制度来实行的，所以搭配前面的 training process， 第四题的标准答案就选择 C 选项。倒数第二个句子提到Wrestlers consume a vast amount of food and beer to put on the weight they need to compete. 他们还要吃很多的食物跟喝啤酒，为了增加重量。那么第五题延续这样文意，我们可以选择 B 选项。Though it's a hard life, the wrestlers know they are not just entertaining millions of fans, but respecting a cornerstone of Japanese culture. 在这里提到呢，不仅娱乐了大众，也来重视尊重日本的文化。在这里把前面文章的重点再提一次，就是一个很好的结论句。所以第五题的标准答案就选择 B 选项。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Enjoy your trip to Japan if you go and check out a sumo wrestling match. You're sure to have a great time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.